Early this spring, some anti-Muslim DVDs were placed on cars around Idaho State University. 10% of the student body there in Pocatello is from the Middle East, and some saw the DVDs as a direct threat to that population. Soon after, reports of burglaries and stabbings have come up, and some students have spoken publicly about their mistrust of the university. Frankie Barnhill has more.
After last weekend's stabbing of a Kuwaiti student off campus, the president of the Saudi Student Association wrote a Facebook post condemning the university. The post alleged that ISU has been covering up these kinds of attacks and is more concerned about retaining Middle Eastern students for revenue than protecting them. International students pay three times the amount of tuition that in-state students do. Stuart Summers is a university spokesman. He denies allegations of a cover-up and says the school wants to reassure students that their safety comes first.
We've increased our patrols on campus and around the campus area. We've applied the use of unmarked vehicles for detection purposes. We have a lot of unmarked public safety officers that are 24 hours a day going around campus.
Summers says surveillance tapes don't corroborate all of the claims of burglary and violence on campus. He says the university is working with Pocatello police to follow up on claims of off-campus crime against Middle Eastern students. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.